ladies.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez. How are you?
I'm stressed and unhappy, to be honest, which I like to be.
Okay, why are you unhappy?
Well, because we're recording this podcast on Friday, May 26th. We normally record on Tuesdays, so I'm totally out of sync, out of whack, and rolling with the punches, as they say. I mean, we had no choice but to do it today because, unfortunately, Booker and I are going on vacation, and not at the same time, there's overlap. Because of the overlap, there would have been a possibility of us not doing a show maybe for a week, but now we have to like squish two shows in less than 1 week's time.
Three shows, actually, because we'll be recording Tuesday, Friday, then Tuesday again. So three shows in 1 week's time is essentially what people will be getting.
But we're going to space them out when we release them.
Yes.
The goal really is just to still have one, about one a week for the next 3 weeks.
I'm going to New York. He's going to Israel. So it's a lot of things up in the air.
So whatever. It's just stressful. And I'm at my office. And it's like, I don't want to complain. People don't want to hear about me. Whatever. Let's move on.
I know,
on.
But it's just a different environment, too. So everything's kind of weird
for you. I'm in my office, I feel so self-conscious because I'm in a room. And to me, I think I'm going to be sounding super echoey, and I'm not happy about that.
You sound fine. Well, let's get into this.
All right.
I went to that Absinthe, by the way, last night.
Oh, you
that
did?
Showed that,
oh,
yeah,
it's
I
ending.
Loved it. Is it ending? I'm glad I got to see it before it's ending.
I think
it's
ends
so good.
Within the next 4 weeks or sooner. I'm not sure.
It's great. It's like a dirty Cirque. They're purposely offensive and it's funny. It's I wouldn't say offensive. I would say inappropriate, but it was pretty fun.
Well, didn't you think it was almost a point too much so that?
Nah, it was supposed to be. I mean, the jokes were hilarious. They were really funny.
Whatever. I still enjoyed it. And did you feel a little less safe going?
I didn't even think about it.
I went to a concert and in the moment, I didn't think anything of it, but afterwards, I got home and I realized, wow, they didn't have any security there.
I can't imagine there's no security. I mean, I know for any gathering events, there's a minimum that you have to have by law.
Really? Yeah. Maybe their ushers are trained as security, but they were dressed as ushers. I only saw people dressed as ushers, so that concerned me. But I was happy to be there because it was this concert raising money for charity, and it felt healing to be there. And they definitely brought up what happened in Manchester, and that's still on my mind and on the mind of many, and also on Ariana Grande's mind. And she just released another statement. More so than that, she revealed plans to put on a benefit concert in Manchester for everybody who died, for those that survived, for their families.
That's a good thing. Good for her.
Yeah. You know, it's my podcast. I can talk about whatever I want. I normally wouldn't even lead with this, but
it's our podcast, by the way. It's not just your goddamn podcast.
Yes, I get that. Bitch, I fucking have been promoting you every time I mention the podcast.
I'm sorry if I'm putting you out because you have to write at Chris Booker all the time.
You're not putting me out. I'm just saying it's...
I'm just saying it's slightly insulting to me, and other listeners have pointed it out that it is not just your podcast. It's our podcast. Our name is on it.
Well, it's just an abbreviated way of saying I am not beholden to anybody.
Okay.
To simplify and not have to say, oh, I don't have a boss, and we don't have a boss, and you know, we could talk about whatever we want, like whatever. I just say it's
kind of implied. It's a podcast. We could talk about whatever we want. Continue. Let's get to talking about whatever you want.
Well, I was going to continue till you interrupted me. God. Anyways, it's my podcast with you. If you want to be specific, it's my podcast with you.
No, that's called our. That's plural. My is singular.
It's my podcast that I do with you. It's called the Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker.
With Chris Booker.
Right.
So that's two people. Continue, would you please?
If we change the title, then it's no longer my podcast. But technically, I'm correct. So it's my podcast.
No, you're not.
No,
I'm just proven why you're not correct. There's two names in that title, which implies
what's it
plural.
Called? It's called the Perez Hilton Podcast.
The Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker.
Yes. It's my podcast with
semantics,
you.
Semantics, Perez. Semantics. Anyways, can we just get to the story?
So it's my podcast. I can talk about whatever I want. And I just want to talk about Carly Rae Jepsen.
Everyone is talking about this song, and I still haven't heard it. I meant to put it on this morning. I read about it for the first time last night. I meant to put it on this morning, and I didn't, but people are really talking about the song.
Well, at first, I thought it was just going to be me and gays, because
I didn't know she was such like a gay anthem queen.
Oh, yes.
That's totally news to me.
Well, gays have good taste.
I like Carly Rae Jepsen, too, but I'm
well, you also have good taste. Like, the general public, a lot of them like crap.
I'll agree with that all day long.
Yeah. So last night, she released her new song, Cut to the Feeling, which it was like a music orgasm for me. Like, I was having out-of-body experience. It was just so joyful and exhilarating. Of course, I had to make a video of it.
See, that's how I knew that it was out, but I refused to watch any of your videos doing those because they're so obnoxious. Like, I just don't want to see you sing.
Well, you don't have to watch it. Face.
I don't, but I'm just telling you, I knew that you did a video.
It's not obnoxious.
I would never watch that video.
It's not obnoxious.
Oh, it's so obnoxious.
You're a hater. I wholly disagree.
I blow right by those every time.
In fact, people do that.
People, you're super fans. You have super fans.
Not even my super fans.
Most people would agree with me that is super annoying.
No, you're wrong. Because people on YouTube make entire videos reacting to songs. And the new trend is they do it in different ways. Like, well, they'll have headphones on and they're like, some of them are like dancing around the room or just sitting there reacting to the song and fake lip syncing because they can't play the music. But that's a very popular category.
With 15-year-olds, not with a 40-year-old man.
Whatever. Anyways. So obnoxious. I thought it's not obnoxious. You call it, if you're gonna make that claim, be more accurate.
Maybe annoying is a better word.
That's
it's
not
just
annoying,
annoying
either. Silly, maybe some people could see it silly, but it's not obnoxious or annoying. Mm. God. No, be specific. You're lazy. Saying annoying is
I find
obnoxious.
Them annoying. I do.
Yeah, that's lazy.
You're clogging up my feed with your nonsense. I find that to be annoying. And technically, that is my opinion. So don't call me lazy. Okay, that's not lazy.
It's
that is
lazy.
My opinion.
It's lazy. Anyways, so I thought it was just going to be me fangirling over this and the gays. But it fills me with so much joy. Like, I'm in shock. I am shooketh, as they say, that she is trending on Twitter twice right now. It's insane.
I gotta hear this song.
She's trending twice. Her name is trending on Twitter right now. And hashtag cut to the feeling is also trending on Twitter.
Wow.
So, I mean, you like to diss things and be like, you normal Booker would say, oh, it's a holiday weekend. Nobody's on Twitter. Who cares?
No, I'm not. I told you, I can feel this. I felt it outside of you. I read a story about how the internet kind of blew up last night about this song. I read the story last night before I went to bed. I just didn't get to listening to the song because, you know, my girlfriend was sleeping. But no, I'm with you. I read a bunch of stuff about it. I saw the hashtag. So it must be good. I can't wait to hear it.
It's one of my favorite songs of the year. It's just
describe it to me. I mean, is it kind of Call Me Maybe? Is it like
instant? No, it's different.
Dance
sonically.
Song?
It's sonically. What's so crazy is that she's so good that even like, her B-sides are spectacular.
We've talked about her ad nauseum on the show. We both thoroughly agree that she's so underrated.
This is a song that she wrote for her album Emotion that didn't make it onto the album. She released it for a movie. I forget. It's a soundtrack to this animated film that's coming out, Lift, or I don't know what the fuck it is. Who cares? I don't care about the movie. I care about the song. But I'm so thankful we got the song because of the movie. And even though I think it's amazing, and even though there seems to be a really phenomenal reaction to the song, I still think it's going to flop hard.
Really? There's so many people talking about it, and they're so passionate about it.
I know, but radio...
Okay, name another flop that has come out that has trended so heavily, completely organically, and just completely fell off the map. Is there anything in your mind that you can go, that song?
I mean, Lady Gaga's... first single off Joanne.
Turned out to be a hit, though. Million Reasons?
No, that was the second single. The first
single.
What
was single. The first?
Perfect Illusion.
It wasn't Love, a Perfect Illusion.
That trended. That got a huge amount of press.
But for different reasons. I mean, she's an international superstar. She went away for a long time. She dropped a song. I'm talking like a completely organic, maybe an artist that's not to the caliber of Lady Gaga that so many people have, like you said, trended about. I'm trying to think if it's...
I'm not confident that radio will give her the opportunity. She's also older. I don't know if she has a hardcore fan base that'll request the song on radio. Like, I don't think this will happen for her without radio. And I just, radio is filled with fearful people who are spineless, a lot of them, who aren't willing to take risks. This song also sounds...
It's not about taking risk, Perez. It's about getting ratings. Any new act that you put on needs to rate almost immediately. I mean, these are multi-million dollar radio stations you're playing with. It's not a game of, hey, let's who could play the most fun songs. These songs need to work and you must get listenership. I wouldn't say they're spineless. They're cautious, but I would not say spineless. It's a very precise medium now. It's why every damn station sounds exactly the same, because it's the same 12 songs that are proven. Now, is it going to be harder for her to get a shot because of everything that you just said? 100%. It's hard. But when things organically break out, when a Gautier comes out and no one sees it coming, or something comes down the pipe, Fun, We Are Young, Lord, Royals, these songs, when they come out, good programmers will go, hey, this is a moment. So there are a lot of great programmers out there that will probably seize this moment, and they'll probably be watching hashtags or at least listening to their music directors, and hopefully they're smart enough to tell them, hey, this is a big moment, because I know I'm going to tell my boss today. I haven't even heard the song, and I'm just going to make sure he knows about it.
Yeah. I don't know if
so we'll see.
I don't know if you'll like it, though. It sounds...
Why not?
It's very gay.
But why would you say that? I like Robin records. All right.
It feels Robin. It feels like her last album. And her last album sounds sonically different from Call Me Maybe. Call Me Maybe is more like straight down the middle pop. And Emotion...
Like chewing gum pops. It's so pop.
Yeah. And Emotion was very specific sonically. It was 80s pop. 80s yes. power synthy
pop. Power pop. Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. This is that.
And that's why we liked it so much, but maybe it wouldn't resound with the younger people because it is kind of a throwback for us.
Yeah.
Maybe. And maybe that's why it didn't print.
Anyways, love it. My favorite new song that was released. Other new songs came out as well over the last 24 hours. A new song from Rita Ora came out that was written by Ed Sheeran. And
okay.
I like Rita Ora. I like Ed Sheeran, and I would say I don't dislike the song, but I wouldn't say I like it either. It feels like an average, no, actually that's not true. It feels like a below average Ed Sheeran song. Like it's not
good.
Yeah,
because even an average Ed Sheeran song would be a big hit.
Even an average Ed Sheeran song still great. Like it feels like an Ed Sheeran song that's not good enough for his album, so he gave it to Rita Ora. And Rita Ora took it because it's an Ed Sheeran song, but it's not a great Ed Sheeran song.
I gotcha.
And I'm like, eek.
We've discussed her before. It's like she just, for whatever reason, it doesn't seem like she's going to happen in the United States. Like it's already been decided.
Has it?
I kind of feel like it has. I mean, I feel like she's had a lot of shots. Who's the other one with the black hair, the British girl, a little harder? Jessie J.
Oh, yeah.
Jessie J. Also in the same category of just doesn't feel like it's going to happen in the United States.
Well, at least
Jessie's super talented.
At least Jessie J got one hit in the U.S. Bang, bang,
bang,
song.
Bang. But Rita Ora was also on what?
Black Widow. That's true.
Black Widow. Yeah. Yeah,
That's true. Well, they both got one hit. They should do a duet together.
We could collectively not care.
Well, actually, from Rita Ora to somebody that like is almost in a similar boat, you know, gets a lot of work, is liked, but hasn't really exploded. Nick Jonas, he released a new song with not one, but two other singers. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like not even another singer and a rapper, like two other singers. Nick Jonas released a song with Mike Posner, whom I like. and with Anne Marie, this British girl whom I like. And I almost feel like the same way I do about the Rita Ora song. Like, it's fine. It's not bad, but I don't like it. And it's just, I don't understand. Like, if you're trying to make it and if you want to be a radio act, you can't put out a good song. You need to put out a hit song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And why do people let others put out songs that aren't hits? I mean, are they really convinced they're hits? Is that it?
I think the game is changing so much that a lot of people, dude, just throw everything at the wall because no one's really sure what's going to hit and what's not going to hit anymore. So when you flood the market with your material, sometimes they think, well, you know, one of these might land. We're not sure if this will land. It's not a bad song. It's not a great song, but somebody, you know, might want to start playing it and pick it up. And the other side of it is, you know, fans just want new music all the time. And hey, look, I did this for the fans. I didn't intend for it to be on the radio. But when you put two other artists on it, you would kind of think it was intended to be on the radio. So I don't know. It could go either way. It really could. But when you're an artist like Nick Jonas, you would think, hey, I need to just put out a hit next. You know,
yeah,
I'm right on the cusp. You know, he's had a hit. He's had a secondary hit. That song with Tove Lo, Too Close.
That wasn't a hit.
Nah, it researches, so it still gets played every now and again. So, I mean, it's not a hit, as we always say, but it's, like I said, it's...
It got played on radio, but that doesn't
still
make it
still gets played
hit.
A little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I played it yesterday.
Anyways, I was disappointed by it, and I love Nick Jonas. I'm rooting for him. Also releasing new music was Martin Garrix and Troy Sivan. I like both of those, and unfortunately, I do not like their song together. It just feels so very average. There was another song, though, that I liked that was released this week that was not the Carly Rae Jepsen. Now, I wouldn't say I was surprised that I liked it, but I'm glad that I liked it because, I don't know, I want people to succeed. I want them to do well. It sucks when I, like, have all these people that I like and I don't like their stuff. Halsey released a new song with Lauren Jauregui from Fifth Harmony. Mm-hmm. It's this lesbian love song, and it's really good. I almost like it better than the single. And I don't even know if this is the second single. It might have just been like a preview track. Anyways, it's just another taste of music, but I like it better than the Now or Never song, and congratulations to them. From that to some TV news, this is like developing as we record. So, as of this recording, 8 advertisers have pulled their spots from Sean Hannity's Fox News show. And he's going on vacation. He's not doing a show tonight, Friday night, for Memorial Day weekend. That makes sense. I'm not saying it's another Bill O'Reilly situation where he'll go on vacation and not come back. However, it's definitely not a good look that 8 advertisers have pulled their spots. And this is in response to Sean Hannity making false and hurtful claims that this murdered DNC staffer was the WikiLeaker and that he was murdered, a theory is, by Hillary Clinton or the Democrats. Or he was like peddling this conspiracy theory on Fox News, a story that has been disproven, but he's on this high-rated show on the number one network on cable news with very low journalistic standards. It's crazy how quickly momentum builds now and how quickly things like this happen. Like, I mean, it makes me happy, clearly, when it's something I like.
Yeah, it's fire. It spreads so fast. But, you know, when you're in those crosshairs, which you could be, because, you know, at some point you have to take up for people like them, even though you don't agree with what they're saying, because you are a lightning rod for free speech. So it's a double-edged sword when you see someone getting knocked off the air for saying something. But then again, what he said was pretty reckless.
Absolutely. Especially because the family of this murdered former political worker has asked conservative media to stop spreading these falsities.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'm personally like riveted. Like, how is this going to play out? Is he really going to come back from vacation? Dun, dun, dun. We'll see. This will be an interesting time capsule because the world could change a lot over the holiday weekend when this comes out.
I hope he comes back.
Listen, I absolutely defend his right to say whatever the fuck he wants, but I think he's an awful person, so I don't want him to come back. So no.
Well, I don't watch, so it doesn't affect me. I don't want to take something away from people that other people enjoy. Oh. You know, if you like that kind of nonsense, I think you're an idiot. But if you enjoy it, I mean, who am I to tell you it's terrible? I can have an opinion, but it doesn't mean anything.
Speaking of awful people, like, I'm trying to think of the accurate word of how I'm feeling or what I, or why I want to do this. Not gloating. Gloating is too strong. Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude? How do you pronounce that? Do you know that word? You know the word I'm talking about?
I could ask my girlfriend. She's here.
Why do you need to ask her?
Because I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude.
How about use another word?
Well, because this is the perfect word to describe it. Schadenfreude.
You can't even say it. How do you know if it's the perfect word?
Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude. There we go. Schadenfreude.
Hey, honey, is the word Schadenfreude or Schadenfreude? What's the word? Schadenfreude is what she said.
Schadenfreude?
She said Schadenfreude, Schadenfreude. People say it differently.
All right, there you go. Anyways, it's a German word.
I love having like a thesaurus for a girlfriend.
It's a German word, but it's also been Obviously. It's been Americanized, though, so it's very popular to write. I guess people don't often say it. The definition is pleasure derived by someone from another person's misfortune. Anyways, I try not to have hate in my heart, and I think it's maybe easier to hate people that you... I don't really hate many people. I try not to have hate in my heart, but I hate two people on this planet.
Let me see. Donald Trump and some guy that beat you up.
Well, Donald Trump is one of them. Fidel Castro is dead. And the other one is that woman that was on that Celebrity Big Brother show with me, Katie Hopkins. She's like...
There's somebody else that you dislike too because...
No, but nobody else that I hate. Nobody else that I hate.
Oh, okay. I see. I thought we had this conversation at like show two or three and you wouldn't even mention the person's name.
Yeah, it was this woman. This woman. I wouldn't mention her. It was her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's her.
I can't believe I remembered that.
Wow. Anyways.
I remember nothing.
We're in the segment of the show now that I had planned just talking about awful people. So I want to talk about her because we want to talk about awful people. She is... way worse than Sean Hannity. She's a straight up racist, hardcore xenophobe, just vile, disgusting, evil woman. Evil. By far, just repugnant people I've ever met. Like,
She's trash. We got it.
No. Calling her trash is an insult to trash. So she just got fired by her job, this radio show that she hosted, that's kind of like Fox News, but for radio in the UK. Mm-hmm. I think it's called LBC or some shit like that, whatever. Mm-hmm. She just got fired because in the wake of what happened in Manchester, she, and I didn't know this was code for that, but people picked up on it. She called for a final solution. Have you ever heard that expression before?
Never.
Mm-mm. It's a Nazi expression. And it's yes, and it is what Hitler said. He wanted a final solution.
You're right. That is insulting to trash.
Yeah. He wanted a final solution against the Jews. She wants a final solution against ISIS or Muslim or whatever. And just the way she said it and that she did not clarify. She didn't clarify if it was against ISIS or if it was against Muslims or and just using that term in order to describe, making that comparison for what's going on now, it's a totally different thing. So I'm totally schadenfreuding it up. That fucking trash is trash, got fired, and that made me happy. Continuing on the shitty train, I normally wouldn't talk about him, but A, it's a request from some listeners that are probably in the minority now. But there are some of them out there who want to hear Kardashian news. We got a call about that last week.
Sure, sure. I don't disagree.
And I briefly touched on Scott Disick and Bella Thorne. Well, holy shit. Scott Disick is on a fast train to rehab or the coffin. He is out of control.
So really? He's that bad?
He's that bad. He's probably that bad because Courtney, his baby mama of three, is with another dude, a model who's 23 and whom she's probably fucking just to make him jealous. Courtney was the first to go to Cannes for the film festival. She had no reason to be there other than just to party.
Yeah, hang out on a yacht, take pictures with her sister.
Pause. They've both been in Cannes now for several days partying, and the kids, all three of them, are home with grandma. I mean, maybe they're getting paid. I would hope so. If that's the case, then great. You know, everybody's got to make a living. But I don't know. I'm not sure if they're getting paid. I haven't seen Courtney at any product or brand thing. Like, I've just seen her at parties that everybody goes to.
Do you get paid to go to those parties? Do you get like an appearance fee?
I don't know. Because if it's a party where a ton of people go to, then no. If it's a party where only three major celebrities are at, then most likely. Anyways, Courtney was the first to go to Cannes. Then Scott Disick flew to Cannes with Bella Thorne, this actress and social media star. Millions of followers on a hit, I wouldn't say it's a hit TV show, but she's on a TV show now on Freeform. was a former Disney Channel actress.
She's got a great body.
Only 19 years old. Was all over her. And then 2 days later, ditches her for the stylist whom he cheated originally on Kourtney Kardashian with in 2015.
This guy's penis is just going for it.
Well, he's an admitted sex addict. And it gets worse. First of all, you go out to another country with another girl, and then you do this to her? Like, that's just so dicky. A teenage girl.
To
do that to a 19-year-old girl.
But come on, man. She's so thirsty. She loves every second of this. This is part of her game. I wouldn't be surprised if she went to him and said, hey, can I hang out with you for a week or something? She's really thirsty, man.
I get it, but that's no way to treat any woman, especially when...
Hey, listen, that's sexist. If she's down, then you can't sit there and say, he's a dick for doing it. She's the queen of thirst. She may be all about this. We don't know. Yeah. We don't.
She's not about it. No, we do know. She's taken to social media and...
Well, yeah, so she could get even more attention. I think this is playing out how she wanted it to play out. What do you think? She went there to fall in love with Scott Disick? I think she went there to get a headline and be seen in bikinis everywhere.
Well, she was having fun with him. I don't think she thought she was in love with him, but it's an opportunity to go to Cannes. Everybody wants to go to Cannes. It's so glamorous. It seemed fun in her mind. And then have this happen to her. I don't think
not shedding one tear.
You're saying she deserved that?
I'm not saying she deserved anything. Once again, you're implying that he did something wrong to her.
He did something wrong to her.
That may not be the case. How do you know?
Because
they were hanging out. Maybe they had some sort of an agreement. Who knows? I mean, she was there to hang on to his teat to get a headline. She got what she needed. That could very well be the case.
Anyways,
I don't feel sorry for her. Look, you know who he is. You know what he's about. She glommed onto that. It's not like he's some random guy that romanced her, dined her, and did all this stuff and then stole her purse after a week. She knows who he is. He's an attention whore, just like she is. Two attention whores getting together. Two C's become a B. It's celebrity math.
It gets worse. he went with Bella Thorne while Courtney was like, I mean, maybe he got paid too, whatever. We don't know. He dumps Bella Thorne for the stylist from 2015 that broke up his relationship with Kourtney Kardashian. That lasted a day. Then the next day, he was spotted with another random chick. Some British blogger girl.
I'm not shocked. It seems like this is his pattern.
I mean,
I'm surprised you're shocked. I guess this is what I'm not getting. I'm surprised you're shocked.
I mean, it's just...
Isn't this his game?
It's shocking because they flew all that way to another country. I mean, you were just going to be there a few days. You can't, not be the biggest scumbag for a couple days.
But isn't that their game? If there's one thing that you've taught me from the beginning, is expect the unexpected out of these people, because they're a living soap opera. Their life is a soap opera. That has become their reality, to make it as scandalous as possible. I'm just blown away that you're shocked. I'm like, well, that sounds about like a plot line that would happen on their show. Sure, fine. I'm not saying it's any less shitty or anything like that. I'm just shocked that you're shocked.
I am. Because she's a 19-year-old girl. I think that's the real big thing of it all for me.
That's so like sexist. She's a grown up. She's an adult. She's over 18. She can make her own choices.
Whatever.
She's been in the business.
If it was a 19-year-old boy, if it was me doing that, I wouldn't do that. But if it was me or another gay that went out that was Scott Disick's age with a
19. But it's not. I mean, you're trying to put yourself into an impossible situation. You're taking two people that have lived their lives as soap opera actresses that have constantly put themselves in this kind of situation. They put themselves in the situation again. I'm shocked that you're shocked by it. That's what they do. I mean, that's their way of getting headlines. Listen, if Scott Disick's there, no one cares. If Scott Disick's there with a 19-year-old person that's thirsty from the internet, and yeah, now it's a story. Well, now he's got to end it with her so he can stay a story. I think keeping the headlines going is the Kardashian way. So you've taught me.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, I guess I'm spouting what you've taught me. I'm just blown away that you're shocked.
I was.
Interesting.
Well, in that disgusting reality TV world and similar people and motives and things, one of the stars of Teen Mom OG is following in the footsteps of another one of the stars of Teen Mom OG, Farrah Abram. Amber Portwood has confirmed that she has met with Vivid Entertainment to release a porno.
All right.
And she most likely is going to release a porno. And her reasoning for it is hilarious. She claims that she wants to do this porn film so that she can have enough money to launch a rehab facility.
Let me see which one this is. Oh, I don't want to see her in a sex tape. I'm sorry. No, thank you.
I mean, I don't think she's hard up for cash. Isn't she? She thinks she's still fucking on the MTV show. MTV is still paying her. And if you're going to do it, then at least be transparent with your motives. Like when I said Octomom should do porn, if that's all the offers she's getting, then okay, I understand that. But this woman's not saying that's all the offers I'm getting. Or if she at least be like, yeah, I'm doing this and I want to make as much money as possible. Like seriously, you're doing this because you want to start a rehab facility? I'm not buying it. Anyways, speaking of icky people, you remember that Playboy playmate who took a photo of a 71-year-old woman in the locker room?
Yes. Yeah, she's a radio host. Well, was a radio host here in Los Angeles.
Her name is Dani Mathers, and she has finally settled that case, which I'm surprised it took her this long to settle it. But she pled guilty to some misdemeanor count or whatever. And she's walking away with 30 days of graffiti removal, community service, and 3 years of probation. But the bigger problem for her is she probably wasted tens of thousands of dollars because of this. And I don't think we've ever talked about this before on the podcast or what happened. Did we? I don't think so, right?
I kind of think we did.
Did we? Anyways, it just made me think about it again. And like, I don't know why I get frustrated, but I get frustrated when I can't understand people's motives or behaviors.
I get it. You're trying to be funny.
Oh, maybe that's it. She was trying to be funny.
She's part of a radio show here in Los Angeles. They've distanced themselves from her since. I think she's trying to keep bits going, trying to prove her worth. I feel badly for her because, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to step away from the bit and say, hey, how would this make me feel as a human being if somebody did this to me? You know, you kind of forget that everything is not for an online funny gag. You know what I mean? You go, that's a real person on the other end of that camera. You really hurt that person's feelings, I'm sure. We should treat our elders in a fashion that they deserve. And to do that to an older person's just really shitty.
Segueing out of the shitty people segment, let's end it on a positive. Donald Trump's Soho Hotel is laying off 15% of their workers because business has been down after he got into the White House. Yay! Schadenfreude.
Now, I'm going to New York. Your word again. I'm going to New York next week.
I mean, I feel bad for the people that are going to be out of jobs, but
I do too. I was just going to say that. I'm going to New York next week. I haven't booked a hotel
room. Do not fucking stay there.
Is it wrong that I want to book a hotel room? Because I feel badly for the poor people that just need a job.
No, You're just being why? Stupid. You're, listen, you're not
if I stay,
you're being stupid.
Put it this way. If I...
No, I'm not... If listen, I, no,
listen,
no,
just hear me out. There. Just hear me out before you say no. Just hear me out before you say no. If I stay there...
If those or people... If I, no, I'm not even going to hear, not, you're not, hear
let
you
let
out.
Finish,
I'm not
come on.
Hearing you out. If listen, those people get fired, they can collect unemployment, okay? They'll find other work.
Oh, that's the kind of life they want. They actually want to go to work every day, okay? They don't want a life of they want unemployment. This is probably poor people... from one of the outer boroughs that's out from Bed-Stuy or whatever that are training in 100 miles every day to come to work. I'm just saying, if I stay at a Trump hotel or don't stay at a Trump hotel, it doesn't affect Donald Trump one bit. It really doesn't. He's a quadrillionaire.
It sends a message. And it does affect.
But
listen,
but
we know one at the end of the day, we know if that there. He is money obsessed. This is a dude who haggles, who doesn't pay the workers that he hires to do things. This is a dude who tries to get out of paying taxes. This is a dude who just this year, I was reading his Doral golf course in Miami was fighting with the local appraiser because they didn't want to pay that much in property taxes. So yes, to him, it matters.
My one night of stay.
Yes, don't do it. Anyways, let's move on.
I'm checking rates right now. I want to see how much it costs.
We're transitioning to, well, actually, we're done with the icky people, but I still want to talk about some folks who do things that I don't understand their thinking of. Three instances of people doing things that I don't understand what the fuck they're doing. Fergie. I... love me some Fergie. I'm a big Fergie fan. But what? I wish I could be Oprah in that I could just call these people up and be like, girl, what's going on? She just left her label, allegedly. I think she was probably fired or dumped or told to
probably.
Leave.
Probably.
But she claims that she's leaving her label to start her own label and that new music is coming. This on the heels of two flopped singles over the course of 2 years. She released a single like 2 years ago, like some La La song or like a year and a half ago. Then last year, she released that MILF Money song with a ridiculously expensive music video featuring a ton of celebrities like Kim Kardashian. And I've said it before, a ton of attention doesn't always translate to sales or a hit.
Right.
That's one thing. The other thing, the one that I find really puzzling is something went down and though not officially confirmed yet and previously rumored heavily, it's now seeming apparent that she's left the Black Eyed Peas.
Wow.
The same day it was announced that she's parted ways with her label, which one? Taboo posted on social media a photo of a Black Eyed Peas cover from the mid-90s where it was just the three guys.
Just the guys, yeah.
Yeah, and he said something like classic Black Eyed Peas or OG. And actually, wait, I think Will.i.am just posted the same thing. Wait, I gotta check. He posted the same thing! Oh my God!
Oh man, what is she doing?
Oh wait, it's confirmed. Wait, he confirmed it. That's it. Fergie's out of the Black Eyed Peas.
Podcast breaking news.
This is just crazy to me. Why would she leave the group?
I don't know. I got to get to the bottom of that.
I don't think they would fire her. I don't think they would.
No, I don't either.
She's too valuable I don't. To them.
She helped build them.
Yeah.
They were just a little group before Fergie. Fergie took them over the top.
Hold on.
You think they pushed her out?
I think they probably, and this is just theorizing, I think they just got frustrated with her because they probably wanted her and her attention and her time, and she was more interested in trying to make her solo second album happen, and that blew up and didn't happen. But instead of making amends or doing whatever she had to like get back at the good graces or just make the new Peas album happen, she's not. Bizarre. Speaking of bizarre and I don't understand, Rebel Wilson has filed a lawsuit and is currently in Australia testifying against this magazine who published a story saying that she lied about her age and saying, you know, she's claiming that they were out to destroy her career. The confusing thing to me and the problem is that she did lie about her age.
They're just reporting the truth.
Yeah. Like they might have said that to hurt you, but they were only doing it with a And I don't think they really cared to hurt her. Like,
yeah,
they just wanted a scoop. Does she have nothing else going on in her career right now?
Maybe not.
I don't think it's a good look for her. And also, it's risky. It's a risky look because I think she'll lose that lawsuit. And then she just lost a lot of money. A lawsuit that makes it in court hundreds of thousands of dollars at the minimum. Maybe she's doing it for attention?
Headlines?
I guess. I just don't understand it. It's either attention or she's got nothing else happening, but she's so talented.
Sometimes you just get a moment, and maybe she had a moment, and it's done, and she realizes that it's done. No roles are coming across her desk anymore. She's like, I need a headline. Maybe that's what she's just resorted to. Like, I need any headline at this point so I can get back into the game.
I guess, but I would try to find a cheaper headline.
Yeah, because the game doesn't owe you anything. It really doesn't. People think that it does. Listen, if you crack in, you're lucky. If you stay in, it's amazing. I can talk about my own career. I mean, I've cracked in a couple of times, whether it be MTV or Entertainment Tonight, or it doesn't mean you're going to stay in that heat. It doesn't owe you that.
I'm in a simmer right now. I'm trying to crank up the heat.
Yeah, there you go. You're trying to crank up the heat. You know, but you've done a good job of that. I always say it's a marathon, not a sprint with these kind of careers that we have. You got to stay working and you got to stay positive and you do new ideas like this podcast. You know what I mean? This has been very good for me. And I'm sure, and I hope it's been good for you. I hope it's icing to you, but it's been great for me.
Well, I'm excited. I'm brainstorming ideas and ways on how to make it even bigger and better. So
yes, definitely.
Stay tuned, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Anyways. Listen,
I'm excited to be on your podcast.
Thank you. I'm so glad. Also, something I don't understand. I mean, by now, it's pretty much the worst kept secret in Hollywood that Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes are dating.
Right.
In fact, they have now a couple times finally been photographed together on dates. And he is continuing to publicly deny it. He was just asked about it and he said, fake news, fake news. That was his answer.
Yeah, but that's still a funny answer. That also implies like, look, man, I just don't want to talk about my personal life. And it's a funny answer.
But it implies that it's not true.
No, not necessarily. Because fake news, man, that just means he doesn't want to talk about his personal life. It's a good out because he's using, you know, somebody's stupid line.
Well, he should just say that. He should just say, I don't want to talk about my personal life.
The point is they really don't want that out there. They don't want their personal lives.
And I get that.
I know, but they don't want it confirmed. I think they just like what's happening.
I would just rather them say, I'm not talking about it, bro.
It doesn't matter what you like.
I think it makes him look bad to lie.
Well, we also do not know.
They're dating. No, they're dating.
Oh, no. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I'm just saying we do not know the specifics of the, quote, contract that she may have.
Oh, you really still think it's that?
100%. 100% I believe that. Do I believe that she had a contract about, you know, his religion and if they were to split and what could be done and said? Did you watch those Scientology specials?
No.
100% they had a contract. I believe it all day. I think that has something to do with it.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they probably can't stop him from saying anything, but I bet it just makes her life a lot easier if he doesn't.
Let's see. Let's wrap up with love and calls.
And all the calls are typically love, so.
I hope so. Don't fucking laugh at somebody sending love my way.
That is imperative.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. This is Stephanie. Love the podcast. Love you guys. Quick question. Did y'all see the interview on Ellen with Jessica Simpson? Girl was crazy. I have to have your thoughts, Perez. I think she's on drugs. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, what was going on with her?
That is a brilliant question. And
it's a great question.
Not even a great. That's a brilliant question because that is something that I should have made a note of to talk about. I would have normally talked about it. I don't think that was shtick. I've seen her shtick before.
Mm-hmm. As have I, in person.
I could tell by the way she was delivering her shtick. She was doing shtick, but it was different this time because the way she was behaving, the way she was talking, the timbre of her voice belied that, to me, she was either on pills or had one too many cocktails before getting on that stage.
I think what it is with her is that she gets uncomfortable doing that stuff. She gets a few in her. She doesn't realize how they affect her. Then she goes out and tries to be that character, if you will. And then with the booze, when you mix the character and that together, you get that. And it's very scary to watch.
But I don't even think it was booze. I think it was pills.
You think it's pills, yeah, huh?
I think it's the housewives.
Oh, I hate to say
the housewives diet. Oof. Like, maybe she took two anxiety things or whatever.
It was definitely wacky, for sure. Great
she's,
call.
She's not 100.
Hi, I have a question about Calvin Harris and Aza Gonzalez. I've noticed that recently they've been liking each other's Instagram photos, like not like a little bit, like a lot. Like every single photo that Calvin posts, Aza's been liking it, and every single picture, you know, vice versa. They've been liking each other's pictures. And also on a recent Instagram live, one of Aza's fans asked her if she's dating anybody, and she responded in Spanish, and she was saying, like, oh, if you knew who I was dating, you wouldn't believe me, or something like that. And also, a while ago in an interview after Calvin broke up with Taylor Swift, and I think somebody asked him, like, what kind of girl he wants to date next. He mentioned something like he would love to date, like, a Latina, which Aza is a Latina. And I know in the past.
This girl's like an investigative reporter or something.
Let her continue.
Or she works. I'll let her continue. But it's crazy how much she knows.
There's been some pictures of them out together. So I don't know. I think maybe, like, you know, maybe they're dating. If they are. Do you know if they are? What do you think about that? And also, Aza is like an up-and-coming actress. Like, her new movie, Baby Driver, is coming out. So I don't know. Do you think she's going to blow up? She's going to be like the next, you know, breakout star from, you know, Latin America to the U.S.? Like, what do you think about that? Okay, love the podcast. Thanks. Bye.
Damn. Aza, what's her not super fan? I've never heard of her before.
Her name looks or sounds vaguely familiar, but... The way she laid it all out, they're clearly fucking.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're porking. No doubt about
yeah,
it. Yeah, big deal. But, you know, it happens.
But...
Rich, famous, hot people bang each other. I mean, there you go.
But I think Calvin Harris slides into the DMs of a lot of girls.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I don't blame him. I would, too. Ever since somebody, like, mentioned that as a possibility to me, I've been checking my Instagram DMs and... I rarely, maybe like one out of 15 is from a guy. The other one are girls. I'm not complaining. I love my ladies. My ladies yeah. got my back. I got your back.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. My name's Christiana, and I'm calling from Northern California in a little town called Lodi. I listen to you guys on my long commute home, and I'm totally obsessed. I had a quick, I don't even know how you want to call it, but I just wanted to know, I was listening to your podcast today and you were talking about new music that had just come out. And I know that in Southern California, you guys tend to get the new music first and then it kind of trickles down to Northern California. I wanted to know, when you do your new music segments and you're talking about each song, is there a way that you can provide like a quick snippet of that particular song that you're talking about so that listeners all over the place can hear the song and see if they agree with your opinions. That's all.
You know,
I love the show.
No.
What, you know,
there's no way.
No, we can. I'll do it. We'll do it next time.
Listeners wanting me to do more work.
No. Well, it won't be more work. It'll be lo-fi. I like it. I like that idea.
Okay, cool. Lodi, I like me some Lodi. They got some good wine up there.
Legally, we can do like 15, 20 seconds.
15 seconds, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Who's going to flag us unless we shit all over someone's song?
Well, hopefully somebody flags us.
You're probably right.
Hi, bitches. I'm the caller that Chris refers to as slightly irritated every time I call, but I guess that's just my voice. Although, I have to say, my question is, Fred, how can you not go an hour without having to pee? I really think you should perhaps see a doctor about that. That's my question. What is wrong with your urinary tract and your bladder that you can't hold it for an hour? Also, if I can pee quiet, so can you. Sit down, do what you have to do, but get that shit checked out. Later.
I love irritated chick. She's awesome.
I've talked about this before for the last many months.
I drink a lot
of water. I used to not be this way. Like, we went a long time without me having to pee that often. And actually, today I haven't had to. For the last 6+ months, I've been taking Accutane, this acne medication.
That's right. You did tell us that.
Yes. And the acne medication, not only does it really dry you out, but you have to. Your body forces you to drink more water. So I used to drink a lot of water anyways because I'm active. I work out a lot. But now I drink even more water. I drink like a crazy person water. So I'm having to pee all the time. Thankfully, I'm on my last month of it. So I can go back to, after this, drinking water like a normal person.
Well, thanks for the clarification. That's pretty good.
I already said it, but people just forget.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. 800-721-1185. Your questions, your comments at Chris Booker on Insta or on the Twitter. At the Perez Hilton, same for him, all of his social media. Check out his website, PerezHilton.com, and we'll do this again in a couple of days. So we'll see you soon.
Bye.